Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I'd like to speak to you about a brand plucked from the fire. You'll see what I mean when I read to you today's verse. That's Zechariah chapter 3, verse 2, where we read, "And the Lord said to Satan, 'The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire?'" The book of Zechariah begins with a series of visions given to the prophet, and among that series is a look at the high priest of Zechariah's day. His name was Joshua, and he was there in the courts of heaven, accused by Satan. In the vision, Zechariah noticed not only the attack, but also the defense. The Lord himself drove back the attack of Satan with a strong rebuke. God does allow Satan to attack and harass his people, but he always strictly regulates what Satan is allowed to do. Satan wanted to destroy Simon Peter, sifting him like wheat. That's in Luke chapter 22. But Jesus prayed for Peter and stood beside him and did not allow Satan to carry out every evil intention of the evil one's heart. When spiritual enemies attack God's people, the Lord stands beside his children, ever ready to defend in the critical moment. We can trust that when the Lord rebukes Satan, he is rebuked, and we can find refuge under his protection. Now, in the midst of this beautiful scene of God defending the believer, the Lord makes what seems to be a strange statement in defense of the high priest Joshua. The Lord said of the high priest, "Is this not a brand plucked from the fire?" Joshua the high priest had a place of high standing next to the angel of the Lord and protected against satanic attack. Still, this place of high privilege was not based on Joshua's own goodness or merit. He himself was rescued as a brand plucked from the fire. This is an even more boldly stated remark in that Joshua stood clothed in filthy garments. That's described in the next verse, verse 3. You see, Satan had a lot to accuse Joshua of, but Joshua had an even greater advocate in the angel of the Lord. A brand is something burning, burnt, or a smoldering piece of wood. Think of a campfire with a blackened, charred chunk of wood smoking in the ashes. It isn't worth much at all, and it will be consumed completely if it isn't plucked from the fire. The brand, especially a brand plucked from the fire, may not be worth anything to anyone else, but God loved this brand, so to speak, and he saved him. And this wonderful statement, "Is this not a brand plucked from the fire?" has three wonderful applications. First, it is an exclamation of amazement. The believer is only a brand, a smoldering chunk of wood, yet God says, "I have saved them from the fire." Second, it's an expression of confidence. This believer, like a brand, used to be in the fire, but God says, "I've plucked them out." Third, it is a taunt from the Lord to the face of Satan. This believer whom you wanted to torment and destroy, this one is plucked from your fire. Charles Spurgeon said it well, imagining what the Lord might say to the devil in such a situation. Quoting Spurgeon now, "So it is with the child of God. What is he at best? Till he is taken up to heaven, he's nothing but a brand plucked out of the fire. It is his daily moan that he's a sinner, but Christ accepts him as he is, and he shuts the devil's mouth by telling him, 'You say this man is black? Of course he is. What did I think he was except that? He is a brand plucked out of the fire. I plucked him out of it. He was burning when he was in it. He's black now that he's out of it. He was what I knew he would be. He's not what I mean to make him, but he is what I knew he would be. I have chosen him as a brand plucked out of the fire. What can you say to that? That's a wonderful quote from Charles Spurgeon. Now, when John Wesley was only 6 years old, he was trapped in a burning house and was only rescued when one neighbor climbed on another's shoulders and pulled him out of a window. A picture of the scene was drawn for Wesley, and he kept that drawing until the day that he died, and he wrote under that drawing, Zechariah 3:2, "Is this not a brand plucked from the burning?" This is what and who we are. Mere brands, but wonderfully saved from the destroying fire by a Lord who loves us and plucked us out for a reason. Today, ask God to give you the strength to walk worthy of such a great gift.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.